I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now, someone who never overanalyzes. She's going to smack you. She's going to smack you. BaltimoreRavens.com, though. Sarah Ellison. What's going on, Sarah?
I got fancy back. and I can say why I'm poor in two words or less.
Why is that?
Oh, two words.
Two words.
Four kids.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
There you go. Or you could have said it in four words. You just give the name of each one of them.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you could have used four words. Look, NFL preseason begins tonight for the Baltimore Ravens at 7:30 M&T Bank Stadium. Sarah, if there's one thing that you want to see tonight, one thing, I know it's tough, give me that one thing.
I want to see the Ravens begin to reestablish their run game. To me, on the offense, that was the problem last year. I just think that the Ravens are better. I think Joe Flacco is better when there's a run game that threatens an opposing defense. And so you kind of want to see what Greg Roman's bringing to the table. Obviously, he's not going to give anything away. He doesn't want to give anything to the Cincinnati Bengals for the regular season opener. But with that, you want to see how committed they are. You want to see some of these offensive linemen. There's lots of questions about the offensive line. And you want to see guys like Ryan Jensen establish himself. I don't know that Howard's going to play since he hasn't practiced yet. So, but you still want to see what James Hurst has to bring to the table. So I want to see that, the beginning of that happening.
So how do you feel? Well, let me just go back to the running game. They talk about Greg Roman being the guy. He's brought other teams back from 25th to first in the running game. Knowing what you know about him, though, and seeing what we have here with an offensive line, do you think this is going to be have similar success, or is this just too much hope on my part?
You know what? I think it starts with just giving him a chance. Like it's just so hard to say whether it can be good when you just Joe Flacco led the league in pass attempts last year. I do think that it can do well, but you have to give it a chance by giving him enough carries and letting them get some rhythm. So I think that Terrence West runs hard. I think he's strong. I think Danny Woodhead will bring a good change of pace, catching balls out of the backfield and having certain runs ready for him. And I do think that, we need to see what Ryan Jensen can do, but I do think he would be an upgrade over Zutaw. We just learned yesterday that after Ozzie traded him to the 49ers just a couple months ago, they cut him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that it's going to be, I don't know that Ryan Jensen's going to be out of this world. We'll see, but I do think he'll be an upgrade. And then you have Yonda and Lewis and Stanley. And then we'll see how Howard does. But to me, there's definitely a chance that it's upgrade. And then you just gotta give them the ball to see if they can do it.
Here with Sarah Ellison, BaltimoreRavens.com. You brought Joe Flacco up a little while ago. Originally, a couple of weeks ago, we heard 3 to 6 weeks he'd be out. Then we heard a week. Now we're on 2 weeks. Have you heard anything on the status, the health status of Joe Flacco?
Well, I mean, they're not giving anything away, but I did late for work yesterday. Steve Bisciotti did a radio interview, and he said, "Have you seen Joe Flacco?" And they said, "Well, we just talked to him." And he said, "Yeah, he looks about as sick as I did when I told my mom that I had a stomach ache when I had a spelling test that day." So that said to me, well, that doesn't seem to be too serious, and maybe what they're saying, which is what they've been saying all along, is that they're just being cautious. There's no reason to risk a tight back to flare up in training camp or the preseason. So based off of, Steve Bisciotti's comments, that gave me some comfort.
What about on the defensive side of the ball? We're hearing a lot of good things about Tim Williams. You know, they invested a lot. Humphrey's out. We don't know exactly what we don't have any idea what the injury is. But how do you feel with this team defensively from what you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have to. I mean, that's where the Ravens put in a majority of their assets, both money-wise, the cap money-wise, and with the draft picks. I mean, it's hard to get a gauge because, you know, has the offense been really bad or is the defense really good in training camp? And the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, and we'll get a better idea of how good this defense is. And the defense always dominates the offense at the beginning of camp. And so, but if you're just basing it off of camp, they look phenomenal. And I know that the Ravens were really unhappy with the franchise low 31 sacks last year. I think these young pass rushers, there's just so many of them. I mean, and that's not even counting. I mean, Matthew Judon.
Judon's great.
Is the one that's really been in there. He's taken a majority of the snaps on the other side of Suggs, which was split between Dumervil and McClellan last year. But Matt Judon, and then you've got Tim Williams who can go in there. He's made the tackles in the training camp just look foolish at times. And so now you get a chance to see what all these guys can do against another team under the lights.
Here with Sarah Ellison, BaltimoreRavens.com. Sarah, the couple of undrafted rookie wide receivers that I'm looking forward to seeing tonight, Quincy Adebojo from Mississippi, and of course Tim White out of Arizona State. Looking forward to seeing these guys. I've read so much about them from you all at BaltimoreRavens.com. Have you drawn any expectations for these guys, or are you just curious to see what they do against gameplay?
Yeah, they're some of the guys I'm most curious and excited to see. I mean, when you've got other Ravens receivers talking about how good they are, Macklin and Mike Wallace were asked, like, is there anybody in the group? And they're like, yeah, there's two. And it's the two guys you just named, Adebojo and White. What you hope, listen, we've been down this road before, so you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. We've heard about people like Deontay Thompson or Tandon Doss, Hardy way back in the day. And it was like, these guys were camp stars, just lighting it up. And then they got out to the game and it didn't translate.
Yep.
So that's what we got to see. I mean, it's great. That's a great first step. Can you translate it into the game? And Adebojo, I mean, who knows? Maybe he was just completely overlooked. I know that he credits a poor senior year and didn't get a lot of opportunity, but he's definitely got the combination of speed and size, and he has played well against top corners like Jimmy Smith and made some plays. So he's got to make it translate. But based off the past, nobody wants to get too excited.
Sarah, is there anything to read into the fact we haven't picked up a quarterback? Because, you know, I'm still remembering the Perriman injury that was going to be 2 weeks old when he missed the entire season. So he'll be back in 2 weeks and he misses the whole year. Joe's still not back, but they haven't picked anybody up. Is that an indication they're not that concerned about it?
I mean, to me, if it was going to happen, it would have happened when the Ravens had more cap space before the Howard signing, and it would have happened while Mallett was struggling, and it would have happened when the Ravens probably had less information on Flacco when he first came. So all three of those factors was there 3 weeks ago. Now Mallett's playing better. It sounds as if Flacco is right on, you know, just progressing just fine, and they have less cap space. To expect it now over 2 weeks ago, that doesn't seem to fly. But the Ravens have been quiet. They haven't said anything either way or the other. But to me, it just seems less likely than it was 2 weeks ago.
There she is, Sarah Ellison, BaltimoreRavens.com. Sarah, thanks a lot. Look forward to talking to you maybe next week after the first preseason game.
Sounds good, guys.
Thank you.
Sarah. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.